BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Back on the Boss Man Show, more March Madness coverage here with Tobin Anderson here. FDU Knights going to the tournament representing the NEC. Tobin, how are things going, man? I know it was a tough night last night, man, but hey, still going to the big dance, buddy.
It's been a roller coaster. We qualified to get in, and then we got beat last night by one in a great game in the conference championship game. So it's great. We're excited about going to the dance. Got beat last night, got bounced back down, trying to get a win in the NCAA tournament. But it's great for our guys, great for our school program. You know, we talked when I got hired, and I don't think anybody had expectations for us being in the NCAA tournament our first year. So we're obviously thrilled, and you know, thrilled for the guys. They've done a great job to get us this position, the players, and a lot of credit goes to them.
No doubt, man. We talked back like in April, man. You was trying to build this thing up, man. Just trying to find players, man, and kind of keep guys around, talk to guys, man. From almost 11 months later, man, you're in the tournament, man. So for you, what has this year been like for you? I saw you at Lake Point too. We're trying to recruit guys, man. So how has it been, man? This last 11 months, man.
I think I've aged about 20 years since the last time I talked to you. I mean, it was since the time I got hired, and the excitement, the exhilaration of being hired and the new job, and then to go through the process of putting together a roster. We basically started May 10th, and by the time we started summer school, July 5th, had put together a whole new team. And that was a lot of work. I mean, great staff, great job by them finding the right kind of guys. You know, some guys that came back, some guys came in, some guys came with us, put it all together. And that's kind of how college basketball is now. You got to kind of put together a roster on the fly. And so we did a great job, and we had no expectations of, you know, they were 4-22 last year, and now we're 19. We've got 19 wins this year. Going to the NCAA tournament, finished second, got the conference championship game. So really a tremendous accomplishment across the board for this team. So we're, you know, it's been a journey, man. I tell you what, it's been a long 11 months, but we're obviously very excited, very happy where we're at.
You kind of mentioned 19 wins in year one. It's not very many times a coach comes into a new situation with only 4 wins now, you know, and get 19 in year one, man. So the guys you brought in really gelled and really connected and really together. So at what point did you see, Tobin, in your mind that this team could be something special, winning this many games this year?
Well, first game of the year, we went to Loyola Chicago. We lost it. We lost in overtime. We actually were ahead with 1.8 seconds to go. They hit a shot to put in overtime. We lost in overtime by 2 or 3 points, right? But that's Loyola Chicago, A-10 school, Sister Jean's there. The place is packed. And we played. We went toe-to-toe, played really well. And I was like, you know, we could be pretty good. You know, this team has a competitive fire, a toughness. We are the smallest team in Division I across statistically. Like, our average height, 6'1". We're also top 60 in offensive rebounding. So it tells you right there, a small team that can rebound, that's tough, that's gritty. You can see it that night, but still, you know, it's a long season. We played 35 games. So it's like, we played well that night. We also had some moments where I thought we wouldn't win another game. I thought we might lose the rest of them. So we've done a good job of if you lose one, bouncing back, not letting adversity hit us for too hard, for too long, and just keep on coming. That's the whole key, man. It's a long season. So you just gotta hang in there and keep on fighting. And we've done a great job of that.
I think when you guys be a small token, man, the hustle plays, the blockouts, man, the rebounds, yep, down on loose floor, all those things, those small things done out in the box, those intangibles. Your team did it very well. And for them to be so small, their heart's so big. And I think that sells, that willing to compete to win the game, what you guys did, man. So watching from afar, man, it's very impressive seeing what you guys were doing, man.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, you can't see a person's toughness or heart or desire. And so we got guys that are just tough dudes. I mean, you got New Jersey, New York City, East Coast guys up here. You know, it's all nice and sunny and warm down south there, but up here it's cold and freezing and snowing. So our guys we're a little bit grittier than you guys down there. We're a little tougher. We gotta stick our nose in there and handle that kind of stuff. So we got a bunch of guys who like to compete. They're just tough dudes. And it's been a fun ride. Like I wouldn't expect this. So it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, we'd like to now go and represent the conference and our school in the NCAA tournament and try to go get a win. You know, I mean, that's what it is. Just try to win the first one, just survive in advance and try to get the first win. And it's going to be hard. We're going to play a good team, but you know, that's the goal.
And Toby, what was the key for you guys, man, to playing so well down the stretch, man? This tournament, man, you all get caught fire there. You start playing well down the stretch here. And your league is very tough. I mean, it might not say, but NEC was tough this year, man.
A lot of parity in our league. A lot of teams that are very similar. So most games came down to the wire, came down to one or two possession games. And so you got to be able to win those games. And I think the whole key to me is guard play. You have to have good guards. We have two fifth-year seniors, Dimitri Roberts and Grant Singleton, who are both unbelievable guards. They're competitive. They're tough. They can score. They can shoot. They can make plays. They can defend. So I think our guard play is the key to that. You know, I just try to leave those guys alone. You know, my biggest strength for those two is just to not talk to them too much. Just be like, hey, just do what you got to do, man. Just go do your thing. And they've won a lot of games for us. So that's been the biggest key they're the kind of guys they don't miss practice. They don't miss games. They're there every day. They come to work. There's no excuses. And they're the kind of guys you love to coach. So that's been a big part of our success.
And I think with those guys being fifth year guys, man, all those close games you're in, it comes in handy because they've seen this stuff. Yep. They're not freaked out by a tight game or a late game situation. They've been through it many a time. So talk about that, man. Having close games, getting you that hardened callus this time of year, man, when the games are going to be possession games. You and I both know, but you need to be able to execute when it counts.
Absolutely. And then those two guys came with me. When I was at Division II, St. Thomas Aquinas, they came with me from there, and they played in three Sweet 16s. So they've been in the NCAA tournament. They've won games in the NCAA tournament. Any game in the NCAA tournament is a close, for the most part, it's a close game, is a possession game. So they've been in those. You can't replicate that kind of experience. You can't. It's just, you got to go, like you said, it's a callus. You got to go through it. So those guys have been there. They haven't won them all. They've lost a couple tough ones too. So like we lost one last night. It was a tough one. So you learn from the ones you lose. You keep on getting better. But the experience is you can't trade that for anything. So we're lucky to have those guys. I'm excited because our young guys now who are behind them or with them now are getting this experience. They're getting conference championship experience. They're getting NCAA experience. They're getting tournament experience. So now for next year, they've been through it themselves now. So it'll help us going forward. So it's been a good ride. And like I said, it's been a up and down thing, but it's been mostly ups. And hopefully we got one more win left in. It's one or two more. You know, let's not be greedy. Let's go get one more if we could. That'd be awesome.
No doubt, man. And, you know, I was looking at your all standings, man. Seven of your teams in your conference have 14 wins. I mean, and you all have to play guaranteed games. You have to go on the road doing non-league. And to get 14 wins for seven of you guys doing that, and eight of you all having that many wins in conference play, NEC play, man, I'm like, hey, kudos to all of you guys because I know what you all do just to survive. A lot of you don't have football. It's you all, they bringing the money.
Well, let's be real here, right? I mean, we got 19 wins, but we got to go play games against, you know, most teams when they get 20 wins, 25 wins, they're getting 8 or 10 guarantee games. Like you said, you're getting 8 or 10 wins before the year starts. We're going to a situation, we got to go play 4 or 5 games that are like supposed to be losses for us. So yeah, I mean, it's hard to win when you don't have any of those guarantee games, you know? So to get 19 or like, you know, I said 14, 15, 16, we got teams in our league, like Wagner finished, I think, sixth. They beat Temple. Temple's had a good year, right? We beat St. Joe's at St. Joe's. There's other teams that have good wins too. So we, you know, our league's been a little bit young this year, a little bit new, but we've had a lot of success just in spurts, you know? And I think for next year, a lot of these guys, these teams were young, will be back next year better than ever. So a lot of these guys will come back and go through it. So yeah, no, we're proud to represent the Northeast Conference, to go to the NCAA tournament, and proud of what we've done so far this year. And it's been a wild ride, and we want to keep it going.
Now I want to ask you more about Dimitri, man. How is he holding off the court, man? I see it was your leading scorer, man. He's getting the job done for you. How is this young man owning off the court, man?
I tell you, you'd love that guy, man. You'd love him. He's the absolute best. He's from Mount Vernon. So if you're from Mount Vernon, like you're just built a different way. Like you're just a tough dude. Like you wake up in the morning, like you're ready for anything, you know. And he's just one of those guys. And that's amazing to me. Like I recruited him to St. Thomas Aquinas at Division II school. He should have had 25 offers. He had no offers. Like he had no offers. No, we're not talking Division I offers. He had no Division II offers, right? So he comes to St. Thomas. He's a 2,000 point scorer. He's been first team all conference with in Stack at St. Thomas, my old school, for 4 years. He'll be first team all conference this year in the NEC. And he just runs the show, does it all. And he's just a great, great person, great kid. You'd love him. He's just got the great. He's a winner. He makes winning plays. Like he made last night. He was terrific for the whole second half. He hadn't scored the whole first half. I think he had 15 points the second half. He wants the ball in big situations. He's not afraid of big shots. So and he's 5'8". 5'8". You know, that might be being generous too. He might be 5'8", but he is the heart of a champion and a wonderful kid to coach. And he's going to leave here. And I mean, it's going to be sad because I've had a chance to coach him for 145 games, and that's a long time. And, it'll be tough next year not having him around. I'm not lying to you. We'll miss him.
And also, you got Ainsley. He also got Most Improved Player of the Year. So talk about his development as a player, because I know you talked about it in our April. Player development is very, very big for you. So seeing this young man develop over the year, get Most Improved Player, has to make you feel good knowing how development is very important to you.
Yeah, he played like 10 minutes a game last year, you know, and he showed signs last year. He showed signs that his kid could be pretty good role player. We challenged him. We got the job. We said, I was honest. I said, I'm not sure you can play for us. I'm not sure you're fast enough, athletic enough. You got to get in better shape. You got to get stronger. You got to get tougher, all those kind of things. And to his credit, like he went to work, man. He came back a whole different person, came back a whole different player. And there's not a player in the country, I don't care, Northeast Conference, Big 10, Big 12, who's improved as much as he has from last year to this year. I mean, he goes from averaging like 4 points a game to almost 15 points a game. Shoots the threes, a step out five man that can shoot the ball. He's been very good for us defensively. Tremendous IQ, smart as can be. So he's a huge part of success. And the thing is, like most guys like him last year would have left and gone someplace else. He wanted to stay, wanted to win here, wanted to prove he could do it. And he's been you know, you love those kind of guys. Like he's just a great success story.
No doubt, man. Tobin, talk to us about this, man. So what are your plans for Sunday, man, AFDU? I know you all do it big on tournament time. So what do you have planned for Sunday for your fans up there in the North Jersey area, man?
We're excited for Sunday, obviously. And the best part is our women's team, hopefully, knock on wood. I'm knocking on wood right now. Hopefully they're playing the semifinals of their conference tournament tomorrow night. And if they get to the finals, it'll be Sunday at noon at our place. So if they can win on Sunday, it'd be, you know, a double dipper. It'd be us going and them going as well. So the selection show will be in our arena, Rothman Arena. We're going to pull bleachers out, invite the public, get people in here, food, drink, all that kind of stuff. And it's going to be a wild celebration. It's going to be a great thing. And to see our name pop up there on Selection Sunday, it's when you're a kid, you dream of that stuff. You dream of Selection Sunday, your name pops up there. And for our guys, it's a great experience. So we're going to make it awesome. And like I said, hopefully our girls can get there too, because it'd be great to have both teams. And I got to be honest, they're better than we are. They've had a great season. They won like 23 games. They're really good. So I'm rooting like heck. And the women's coach is a great coach, a great friend of mine. So we're hoping Sunday is a special day for FDU. Well, our selection show is at 6. Theirs at 8. Let's do both of them, and it'd be a fun day.
Yeah, I'll be at Kennesaw State. So hopefully I'll see you on CBS when you got down the people. I'll be at Kennesaw State celebrating with them, man. So first time film the D1 doing it there. So it's a great Sunday. And I just pray that you all don't play. You know where Nick Kennesaw State, you all make like a run. You all do some great things. Knock these big guys off, man.
Absolutely. No, we can't. It's just going to be awesome.
Yes, indeed. Well, Tobin, good to see you, man. I'll see you at Lake Point this year, recruit as well, man, real soon, buddy.
All right, you're the man, buddy. I appreciate you reaching out again. It's been a long time, but you're looking good down there. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks, brother. I'm trying my best, man. I'll be like you, buddy.
Thanks, boss, man. Talk to you.
See you, man.
See ya.
BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.